The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm joined by Brett, which is great. Great to have Brett joining us for another At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Hi, Brett. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're a Matt. How are you?
Spectacular. We're through all the bad weather now, and we've been doing some tech upgrades and all that sorted, so I'm happy to focus on some films, and I think that's what you do well.
Me too, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Good, good. So things going okay down the road at State Cinemas?
Oh, we're in the midst of festival season, so it's good as always.
Yeah, okay. So the International Film Festival, was that on?
Oh, it's not on, but we just, as of today, if you're listening on Thursday, tickets are up for sale for it. Our date is August 28th, I believe, when it actually starts.
Yes.
Now I'm second guessing myself.
It's
the 28th, yeah.
Okay, cool. I've just been joined by, we do the Nelson Film Society film yep. preview as well, and so I was talking to Ali Cave, who's in Auckland, and the festival's kicking off there tonight, so that's where my confusion is lying.
Yeah, then it's sort of staggering across the country, so yeah. The Nelson leg picks up on the 28th.
Cool.
And and as of 6 a.m. this morning, you can go to our website and you'll see the NZIFF button across the top, which is NZIFF, and you can book your tickets now. What I would say is, if you want to watch Prime Minister, it's already like half sold out.
Oh, what?
So if you want to watch it, get like book immediately the second you hear this.
Wow.
Like, finish listening to us talk because we're lovely. Then go book it. Yeah.
Yep. Good, solid advice. Are you running some physical brochures on this, or are they all online?
The booklets are actually officially out now, too, so you can swing by the cinema. I've got a little guy on a bicycle that's going to run around town and drop them off at a bunch of various locations, too.
Nice.
So they should be everywhere.
Cool.
It's easy to pick up.
All right. Okay, so New Zealand International Film Festival on the way, kicking off later on in Auckland. Check out State Cinema's website for some ticketing information. Buy some tickets, Prime Minister. Get in there fast. And, we can now... Whew, park that slightly.
Actually, whoa.
Oh, no, back up the button.
Because this plan just came together today.
Okay.
Keep an eye on our socials for a video on Saturday.
Oh.
It may involve me and James getting a tattoo, and it may be related to the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Whoa.
So keep an eye on our socials.
That is commitment. Okay. All right. A tramp stamp that says NZIFF.
I don't know. Who can say?
Okay.
Just follow us on Facebook and find out.
All right. It sounds good. It sounds intriguing. All right. Saturday, the big day for that. So let's pivot now slightly to what is directly ahead of us down at State Cinemas.
Yeah. Let's do that. Actually, I'll start off with a special event.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, the 6th of August, we are getting an advance early screening of Freakier Friday. Which is fun because, like, I think every millennial-ish age kid probably fell in love with Lindsay Lohan because of that movie and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
And the premise of the original movie was that, it's a mom and daughter who are just at each other. They don't understand each other. And then through shenanigans, they swap bodies. So, Jamie Lee Curtis is now Lindsay Lohan and vice versa. That was the original one. And, of course, they learned to understand each other more by walking in each other's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Freakier Friday now is Lindsay Lohan now has kids of her own. So there's three generations of this family. And I bet you can guess what happens. They just don't get each other until they all swap bodies. And now they've got to, probably figure out each other and learn to come to terms with each other. And
crazy.
It's freakier than the first one.
Freakier than the first one. Now, when you talk about the first one, I'm sure, I'm slightly... older than yourself, and I think there was a version in like even the 70s.
Yeah, you are right, actually, now that you say that. Yes. So this is a remake of a remake of a remake.
Yeah.
Remakeception is going on right now. Yeah.
I know that the one with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis was particularly huge. And so how many years later? It's like 20 something years later.
Yeah, if someone better at doing the radio would have looked up the date of the first movie beforehand.
All right, 2003.
Right, it has been a minute, yeah.
Yeah, 2003. I've just had a quick
there
look
we
there.
Go.
Based on a 1972 novel. Okay, so shenanigans will ensue when a whole bunch of people's now swapping bodies?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan, Julia Butters, and Sophia Hammonds, they're the ones that are all doing the body swaps, three generations worth. And one of them's got the hots for Chad Michael Murray, which I'm pretty stoked for, because I was a One Tree Hill fan.
Okay.
He's basically like the pretty boy of the 90s, and I, you know, I like One Tree Hill.
Oh, good.
It's my guilty pleasure, so I'm stoked to see him back.
Okay, wicked. So, Freakier Friday. There'll be a bunch of people, as you said, who were around in the early 2000s who have got very, very fond memories of this movie. And I'm sure it's going to do quite well.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. And like I said, it officially starts Thursday, but not if you come to State Cinemas. You can watch it at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, August the 6th.
All right.
Ahead of everyone else.
Ahead of everyone else, and definitely ahead of The Other Side of the Planet. So get in, watch it, and then skite on social media to all your American friends that you've already caught.
That's right.
This.
And like I was telling you, I'm actually going back to America next week, so you'll see it before me, before I'll even know about it.
Wow.
Even though I'm telling you about it, so I kind of know of it, but you know what I mean.
I do. That whole weird, Okay.
Time zones aren't real. I don't like it.
Yeah, true. Okay, so Freakier Friday. I'm assuming it's reasonably family-friendly?
Yep, it's a PG for just a little bit of coarse language.
Okay, all right. And special pre-screening, pre-advanced, pre-release screening next Wednesday. So get on the State Cinemas website, book yourself a ticket, get in before the crowds.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So is that your only advanced screening this week, or do you have...
That's it. That is my only special screening, and then now we've got a bunch of really exciting new releases that we'll talk about.
Okay, let's look at what's new down at State Cinemas.
Yeah, I think we'll start off with, I think, probably the bigger release this week, which is The Life of Chuck. And what The Life of Chuck is, it's actually a Stephen King novella, and he's teamed up with Mike Flanagan, who sort of seems to be the conduit of converting Stephen King stuff now. He did, what was that, Doctor Sleep. He did another one. So I was pitching, I can't think of the other one, but... He's done a bunch of other good stuff. He did like Midnight Mass, Haunting on Hill House.
Yeah.
So he's a really, very, very good director. And he's picking up a novella that's more like in the tone of, like when Stephen King doesn't do horror, he does more of the dramatic stuff, like Shawshank Redemption, Stand By Me.
Yes.
Kind of more that tone.
Ah.
And really the story is just kind of three phases of just a normal dude named Charles Krantz, his life. But the movie looks like it gets really kind of genre bending and trippy and kind of esoteric, so you're just kind of watching this guy grow up out of sequence, but it's got Stephen King weirdness going on in there.
Okay, it's good, because I think that I don't know if it's just modern technology, if it's directors or what, but people seem to handle Stephen King better. He had a whole lot of he's had some good crossovers from novel to film, but there have been some that slightly missed the mark, and I just think it's because of his writing style. So it's great to know that people are getting their heads around that or something.
Yeah, but which I have found that, like, it's usually the horror ones that are kind of hit or miss. But like his, when he tries to do more of a dramatic one and those get picked up, those all seem to be like Oscar winners. You know, Shawshank, Green Mile,
absolutely.
Stand By Me.
Absolutely.
And this one's kind of being lumped in with that. And a lot of the comments on the poster are like, it's the best Stephen King movie yet.
Oh.
So who knows? Maybe we can sniff some little Oscar.
Okay.
Oscar goodness around it.
Holy moly. Okay, cool. Wow, sounds good. So the film again, The Life of Chuck, was it?
Yep, The Life of Chuck. And that one's just rated M for mature for a bit of offensive language and suicide references. And you can catch it 3 to 4 times a day, depending on the day of the week you show up.
Okay. Get down and check that one out. Sounds good. I do like me some Stephen King, so quite keen to check this one out. Okay, Life of Chuck down. Where do you want to take us next?
All right, I'll go do one for my Spooky Boy fans here. We've got a film coming out, which I'm actually quite excited for, called Together.
Yeah. Poster. Weird poster.
Very weird. You can see their lips stuck together. And this one's been getting a lot of like buzz online. So if you've been on the internet and you're kind of a movie nerd, you're going to be aware of this.
Yeah.
It's a horror film starring Alison Brie and Dave Franco, who are a couple in real life.
Huh.
But in this movie, they kind of play a couple that's they're starting to lose it, you know? So they decide to go out to like a countryside cabin to try to kind of fix their relationship. But of course, anytime you go to a cabin in the countryside and it's a horror movie, things aren't going to go well, dude. And as they start getting closer and closer together as a couple, as do they physically. And they start sort of melding together somehow through some supernatural triggers. And their bodies start like lumping together. And anytime they try to break apart, they just get sucked back together. So the movie, the title is quite literal to what the plot is. These guys are stuck together. But please watch the trailer for this. It looks insane and absolutely worth your time. It's got like a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes now, like an unreal score.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. And you can catch the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. Okay. I do see on the poster, it calls it the best horror of the year. But
The trailer looks insane. So, like, I tend to believe that. I really want to watch it and find out for myself now.
All right. Cool. Okay. So that is Together. Now, it is a bit of a horror, so there is going to be a slightly higher rating. What have we got on this one?
Yep, it's an R16, so you'll either need to be 16 or have three friends in a big trench coat to get in. And the rating is that for violence, horror, sex scenes, and offensive language. And you can catch it 2 times a day.
Cool. Okay. And as Brett said, get on and check out the trailer.
Yes, indeed. It looks cool.
Okay. Two quite different movies, although, you know, you mentioned Stephen King, you may have assumed horror with that one too, but no, we've got, So where are we going next?
Well, so we've got a highbrow Stephen King drama, horror, so we got to pivot yet again and go to France for another film that was another solid little gem at the French Film Festival that happened earlier this year. It's a film called When Fall Is Coming. Yeah, this one, like, I've been trying to find a way to pitch it, and I don't know how to get the word, so I am just going to read the synopsis, because I don't know how to consolidate it.
Go on.
But what the plot overview for this is Michelle enjoys a peaceful retirement in a small Burgundy village near her longtime friend, Marie-Claude. She eagerly anticipates her grandson, Lucas, spending the school vacation with her, but an unfortunate mistake overturns these plans. Michelle loses her sense of purpose until Marie-Claude's son gets out of prison. So it just looks like a movie about kind of an older lady sort of trying to deal with a lot of drama happening in her small little peaceful village.
Huh. Okay. And so this came from the French Film Festival, yeah?
That's right. And they did perform well there. But from what I can, like, so I read that plot, then I watched the trailer, and it does feel like, and even says on the poster, like, it's kind of a bait and switch of a thing. I think it seems like it's this moody drama of her just kind of going through tough stuff in her life, but it kind of looks like it might pivot to a bit more thriller vibes, hence the prison portion of that. It looks like an interesting one. Like, it might be kind of twisty and turny.
Yeah. Okay. When can we see that, and what rating have we got?
Yeah, it's M for Mature, and again, it's in French, but there is English subtitles. There's a bit of offensive language, and you can catch it 2 to 3 times a day.
Nice. And once again, you can check trailers, buy tickets through the website statecinemas.co.nz. If you have just joined us, this is At The Flicks. I'm Matt in Fresh FM's Nelson studio, talking to Brett, who's down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street. Nelson, we're crunching our way through a bunch of new releases. Whew, where do we go next?
Right, so I've got two more for you, and these are both coming. You know I love talking about these, Matt. We're going to India for these last
movies. Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So the first one we got is a Hindi language movie called Son of Siddhar 2. And I almost don't want to tell you guys anything about it. Like, please just watch the trailer. This looks like so much fun. Like, the little clip that I'll give you is there's just a guy who's got to go back to Scotland. And when he's there, he ends up in a hostage crisis, a mafia war, and a weird, bizarre, Siddhar-based wedding. So it's just, it looks like they dialed up to 11 on this one. There's tons of singing and dancing.
Yeah.
A lady dies on a stripper pole in the trailer. Like, oh my God. I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like a fun fever dream. Please watch the trailer. And like always, the guy on the front has the best mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's...
Hey. And he's standing on two tanks.
Yeah. I didn't even bring up tanks. There's dead... I can't. I please watch the trailer.
Okay. Son of Sadar 2 in Hindi language. Looks like another wild trip, okay? I'm going to check the trailer out after we finish this one. Brett, when can people check out Son of Sadar at State Cinemas?
Yeah, and it's inframature, and you won't be surprised to find out there's a bit of drug use in it. And you can catch it Friday at 7:30 p.m. or Monday at 7:30 p.m.
All right, get down, join what's sure to be a bit of a fun time at the cinema. And yeah, check out Son of Sadar 2 trailer on the State Cinemas website. Brett is imploring that you check out the trailer.
Please. Please, yeah.
Okay.
And then we've got one more Indian film to go, and then I'll stop talking to you guys because you need to go book your tickets, not wasting your time.
True.
There's one more film that's Telugu language called Kingdom, and this one's just a straight-up Bollywood action flick. Like, there's a guy with about 36 abs on the poster.
He's ripped.
And yeah, and it really, like, that's all I can say is that it's a spy flick. If you watch the trailer, this beautiful bearded man is just punching faces for the two minutes of the trailer. So if you like a spy flick, you like a bunch of abs, and apparently it's a musical too, which seems insane to me because it looks really gritty from the trailer.
Yeah.
So if you like songs and machine guns, this is the one for you.
Wow. I see that they're saying that it's starring the powerhouse of Aura, a persona that no one will dare to ignore. Whew.
I mean, look at that poster. I'm not ignoring that. Dude, no one should have that many abs. That's insane.
No, he's out Wolverine-ing Wolverine.
He is. I bet he grates some faces against his abs somewhere as like a fighting weapon.
Okay, so that is Kingdom was it Telugu language?
Yeah, that one is in Telugu language. The rating will be up probably here in the next few hours from recording this. They always come in last minute.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bet everything though it's an R16 because it looks pretty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
But keep an eye on our website for that.
Okay, and again, you can catch the trailer there at statecinemas.co.nz. Kingdom, another piece of Indian cinema. Yeah, he's quite a specimen.
He is. He's a man.
Oh, well, Brett. Okay, so we've covered off a whole bunch of genres, a whole bunch of movies. Is there anything you want to add before we wrap this up? And we say goodbye to you for a bit as you travel abroad.
Yeah, no. So that is all the movies I got for you. But definitely check out the New Zealand International Film Festival because that's always like the big festival of the year. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
And yes, you guys won't be hearing this dumb American voice for about a month.
Oh, please. Instead, what voice are we going to be hearing?
You're going to hear a dumb British voice. right. Our dear sweet James Brewer will be... taking up my place, which you've probably heard him if you're a regular listener. He covers every once in a while.
Yeah, and he pales in comparison to one such as yourself, but he does a pretty stellar job.
He's the most charming human being alive. I'm just dumb and high energy, I guess.
Hey, Brett, look, fantastic. Thanks once again for joining us. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Hope your trip away is good. And I say we look forward to seeing you when you come back, but we don't want to sell your holiday short. Take your time, man. Take your time.
Will do. And I look forward to coming back and hopefully having packed seats here at State Cinema.
Whew. All right, Brett. Hey, thanks. Travel safe. And yeah, thanks for joining us once again for another State Cinema's film show called At the Flex.
Awesome. Cheers, team, and hope you all come out.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.